A mem tes ha medal higmar quotes a brayse. Rabbi Yomer, name Rabbi Yudah Nasa, ein chayis ben b'shtayim. Why not? So the Gemara says because it's a violation of ein ois and mitzvahs, chavilus, chavilus. Use the Shema Malchus for two different things, it's not right. So the Gemara says an example of when you're not allowed is Moshir Yisrael Abayna Yerushalayim. Those are two different things. But Mekadosh Yisov Hazmanim, or Al Ha'aretz V'Ala Mozen, Al Ha'aretz V'Ala Peres, that's okay, because the Ha'aretz is Motzi the Peres, and Mekadosh Yisov the Mekadoshil Hazmanim, that's fine. That's all one in you. Then the Gemara says, but what about Rosh Chodesh Shechali is B'Shabbos, or Yontav Shechali is B'Shabbos? So then you say, Mikadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnam. That's Chutz Mizu. That's an exception to the rule. So the question is, well, how come you made an exception to the Chutz Mizu? That's where you left off yesterday. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ishna, how come we allow it over here? So that Rashi quotes the two different girsas here. So one girsa, the girsas Habahag is Moshiach Yisrael Ubani Yerushalayim is all the same thing. It's a repeat of the same thing. It's Habahotalia. It's Habahotalia, like the Pasuk says. The second wide line on the Daf, they quote from Tehillim, Ubani Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Since it's a repeat of Habahotalia, it's the same thing, so that's why you shouldn't say both in the Chasima, because you're saying the same thing twice. But if you have two unrelated topics, Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, that's not a repeat of the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh HaShabbos from Sheshes Mei Bereshis, who is Mekadosh all the Shabbosim L'Asi L'Avai. And Mekadosh Tisov HaZmanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh us, we in turn are Mekadosh Tizmanim. So then, Chos Min B'Shnayim. Why? Because the two are unrelated to each other, and one is not a repeat of the other. But to say, Moshiach Yisrael, Ubani Yerushalayim, that's a repeat of the same thing. So that's why it's saying Chos Min B'Shnayim. So Rashi says, what? So the reason why you don't say both is because of the duplication, because it's redundant. So that doesn't seem to be what Rebbe said in the Braisa. Rebbe says, Ein Chayis Mishnayim because Ein Ois HaMitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Not because it's a repeat of the same thing. According to the Girsas Bahag, everything is backwards. Bahag grants, Chutz Mizu Ma'ishno, Tarti Kiddush and Ninim Kadosh HaShabbos, Vesov HaZmanim, two different unrelated things. Moide Rebbe, did you say both? But Nechom is Chodah Milsi, Bain Yerushalayim, and Moshe Yisrael is a repeat of the same thing. So that's Bain Yerushalayim, because he's repeating the same thing twice. He says he doesn't think it fits into the Gemara. He doesn't like the Bahag's Girsa. So how does Rashi have the Girsa? Chutz Mizu, the opposite from the Bahag. The opposite. Mashiach Yisrael, Bain Yerushalayim are two different things. So that's a violation of Bain Yerushalayim, Mishnayim. But for some reason or another, Mikadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Hazmanim blends in together somehow. It's one inyan. There is a connection. In what way is it one inyan? So here there are two ways to explain why. You can either say that when you have Yontav Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, or you have a Shecholiyos Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, you don't have superimposed one Kedushas Hayom on top of the other and they're unrelated to each other. No, there's one big hyphenated Kedushas Hayom. It's Shabbos for Shchedesh, and it's Yontav Shchalis B'Shabbos is one hyphenated Kedusha. Chodahi, it blends in to be one. Or, Rashi doesn't say like that. Maybe someone on the side of the Rif, one of the Rishonim on the side of the Rif perhaps says like that. Rashi sounds like he has, they're related to each other. Since the one is super, Rashi seems told that one is superimposed on the other. They don't blend in to constitute one Kedusha Sayyim. But the reason why it's not a violation, Menchos Mimshayim, because they're both Kedushas around the same day, so they're related to each other. But it's not that it's one Kedushas Hayom. So that we spoke about. That's a topic that was discussed by the Avnei Nezer and others. When you have Yontav Shecholiyos B'Shabbos or Shchodesh Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, does it blend in to be one new Kedushas Hayom or Shchodesh Shabbos hyphenated, or does it remain two different? So that we spoke about. Okay. What's remaining? What do you say? Do you say Moshe Yisrael the Bani Yerushalayim? That's the question. My Havi Allah. How do you end off the Chasimus Abrocha? Bani Rachma Yerushalayim Amen. Amar Rav Sheshes. So he says it depends. There's another din. The Chasima should be. You should have Samach LaChasima Mi'ena Chasima. Whatever theme you mentioned in the Bracha, that's what you should mention in the Chasima. So Rav Sheshes, that's Rav Sheshes' contribution to this discussion. The second narrow line before the lines become wide. On Rav Sheshes, it depends. Pasach b'racham al Yisrael amecho. If he started off in the Bracha, racham al Yisrael, chosim Moshiach Yisrael, because you have to have samach l'chasima, mi'ena chasima, whatever the chasima is, that's what you should have in the middle of the Bracha. But if Pasach b'racham al Yerushalayim, then chosim b'bon Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman disagrees and he says, no, feel the Pasach b'racham al Yisrael amecho, still chosim b'bon Yerushalayim. That's how we do it. Rachman al Yisrael amecho v'Yerushalayim yirecho. The first thing we say is al Yisrael amecho, but then we don't say Moshi Yisrael inyan. We say Bani Yerushalayim. Why? It's not a violation of Me'en Achasima Samach Lachasima. It's the same thing. Mishum Shenem Bani Yerushalayim Hashleim Nitchi Yisrael Yichanes. I must say Bani Yerushalayim. Manshin Nitchi Yisrael Yichanes. The two are connected. So since they're connected, that's not a violation of the din that Rav Sheshes came up with. We agree with Rav Sheshes. There is such a din. The Chasima should have the same theme that was contained within the Brochim. And it should even be Samach LaChasima, Me'en HaChasima. Vilna Gaon was upset about the three Brochas that the minig is that you change. When you say Marabis, when you say Piyutam, Alel Yamim Tovim, in the middle of Brichas Kriyash Ma'amayrev, so instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, so the minig developed that the Baruch Atah Hashem, Tzur Yisrael, the Goal. So he said, why did they change the Nusach HaBrocha? You don't find... In the first parak, the Gemara said, in Aseres Meitshuvi, you say, HaMelech HaKodesh instead of HaMelech, instead of HaKel HaKodesh. You say, HaMelech HaMishpot, instead of whatever you say all year long. That's the only time that the Gemara has a change in the bracha. The Gemara never said you should change when you say Piyutim, Alel Yantjes, you should change and say Tzir Yisrael Gola. So he said, that's not right. So most of the shuls now, nobody says any Marobis, so that's the issue is moot. For those shuls, but they say piyutim. Okay, so maybe they should follow the Vilna Gaon. The second was when Yiduchen. So the minig developed that instead of saying Hamachzor Shchinos Aletzion, so he says Shoschal Avatcha Biyira Na'avoid. So the Vilna Gaon thought that that's not right. It's not right to change the Nusach HaBrochem. Then the third one, the Vilna Gaon was upset, and then Aseres Meitshuv instead of saying Hamachzor Shavisal Bashalom, he said Oisah Hashalom. So he thought that that's not correct. Nusach Svar is that you say, and Brachas Hamisol Bar Shalom, even on Aseres Meitshuv. Usually the Vilna Gaon daven Nusach Ashkenaz, apparently. He lived in Vilna with the daven Nusach Ashkenaz. But that he said like Nusach Svar. And Brachas Hamisol Bar Shalom, because the Gemara never says that you should change the Nusach HaBrach. So usually I was never there in the yeshivas in Europe. My impression is that in Valoshin, for sure, they follow Nusach HaGrach. And even in the other yeshivas, I think when it came to duchening, I think many of them did not say Shoschal Avat Chabir Anavoy, because they were kafuf to the Vilna Gaon. So he said Amachzor Shchinos Aletzion. I remember here in the yeshiva, I used to be the Baal Tefillah a few years in a row at Musaf on Shavuos, because all the other people were half asleep. I was still half awake. So I daven Nusaf. So when it came to the duchening, I said Amachzor Shchinos Aletzion. So after the davening, Rabbi Lifshitz every year would say in Yiddish, a double yashkach, yashkach for the davening, yashkach for hamachzor shchinos aletzion. That I didn't say shoschal avat chabir anav. So I assume that probably that's he learned in Miri Yeshiva, he learned in Grodno by Reb Shimon Shkop. So I imagine that that's probably what they davened the nusach hagrod, not to change the nusach habrocha. So in the Sidurim they say, if you're going to say shoschal avat chabir anav, then you should end off Samach Lachasima, Shamal Avod Chavir Kemeel Lamashani Kabani Yos. You end off with the team Shoschanal, the Yiranabad is going to be the Chasima, then you end off Shamal Avod Chavir. But if you're going to end off Amachzor Shchinos Aletzion, then you should say Zechzen and then Shuv Chalitzion Barachmim, you should say Shamal Avod Chavir, you should say that before. You should reverse the last two lines. Whatever you're going to say in the Chasima, if you're going to say Shoschalavat Chavir Navad, Then you say Visham Navodcha last. You're going to say Master Shchenos HaLitzion as the Chasima, like the Vilna Gaon insists. Then you should say Sechzenu Nen Pshuv Chalitzion Berachmim, the last line, because you want to have Samach LaChasima Me'ena Chasima. So the Gemara tells a story in the third white line. Omer Rab Zeir le Rab Chizda, Naisim Avinisni, let's learn together Bechabrus and Mishnayis. Omalei, learn Mishnayis? I don't even know how to bench. Bechaz Mezoyna le Gemirna. I don't know the ABC. Tenuyi Masnino, we're going to learn Mishnayis together. It's not a good Chabrusa for you. Omalei, my hi. What do you mean you don't know how to bench? So he says, I was once by the Reish Galusa. Omalei, so he tells him, I was once by the Reish Galus, and then Mechabed made that I should bench Mezumen, and I said the whole benching out loud. Ubrichet b'chus Mezayna, Rav Sheishis picked his head up and he stared at me like I'm the biggest Amoritz in the world. So apparently I did something wrong. B'zakir Rav Sheishis l'kuei, he stuck his neck up kechivya like a snake. Why? What was he upset about? Ramai, what did he like about the way I benched? Dalami l'abris v'latoru l'malchus b'ezdoit. So he asks him back. The other one asked him back, and Taka, how come you didn't say Bris and Torah and Malchus based on my lawyer Amrit? Why didn't you say? So he says, I follow Rav Hanan al Marav. Dam Rav Hanan al Marav. If you didn't say Bris, Torah, and Malchus, Yotza, why? B'dievid Yotza, because Bris, you can't say that it's Ma'akiv, you have to say Bris. The Vishayna Benoshim. The Mishnah says on Chafam Adbeis that women are mechuyif to bench Brichas Hamazon, and the women are not mechuyif to perform the Bris Mila, not on themselves, of course, not even on their sons. So the women are not mechuyif in the mitzvah Bris. You can't say that that's an integral part of the text of the benching, that if you didn't say Bris, you're not Yotze. The women don't say it. By us, the women do say it. How does that Bris Choshechasam to Bibs Arena? The editorial we. It goes on everybody, it doesn't go on them. It means that Kalali Sol have the Bris Mila. But Tosfos says they're not mechuyif to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bris. It wasn't given to them. Torah also, women are not mechuyif to learn Torah. Torah was given to the whole Klal Yisrael. Chasam Leveis Yaakov Asagel Levenei Yisrael. The Maimon HaSina was for everybody, but the Liman HaTorah. Al Teroscha Sheli Maratonin. The mitzvah Liman HaTorah. The women are not mechuyif. Beis Halevi explains what do you mean the women are not mechuyif. He has in the Tshuvas that the Hakdama to the first volume of the Tshuvas. And then one of the tshuvas there he has that there were really two different mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. One is Olamadatam Osam Mishmartam La'asosam, that Limanat Torah is a Hechsher mitzvah. If you learn Torah, you'll be able to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpocha. And then we have an obligation to learn even Taras, even to learn things that are not relevant, even to learn about the Trumas and Maisus and Shemitah V'Yovel, things that are not Negea in New York. It's only Negea in Eretz Yisrael. So we have an obligation to learn Kol HaTorah Kulsa. That the women are not mechuyif to learn. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that they're not mechuyif to learn. They're only mechuyif to learn, they have to learn about honesty in business. They shouldn't cheat other people in business. They should learn the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus, Taras HaMishpach, whatever is relevant to them. Whatever is not relevant to them, they're not mechuyif to. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says. What's the difference with the Talmud Torah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, or it's only a hechsher mitzvah? So he says, the Gemara says in Menachos, in Perakat Chelis, you don't recite a bracha when you tie the chutim on the beged, when you tie tzitzit on. You only say a bracha when you wear it. Because that's a hechsher mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah, so a bracha is not recited. So does one recite a bracha when he learns Torah? So if one would view Limud HaTorah only as a hechsher mitzvah, Amaratam Mosam, Mishmartam La'asosam, Limud HaTorah enables you to fulfill all the other 612 mitzvahs, so then you shouldn't say a bracha, like you don't say a bracha when you buy lulav and an eser. You need shalachem, you have to buy it. But you don't say a bracha when you buy it, you don't say a bracha when you tie the chutim on the tzitzis. Even if you sew your own tefillin, you write your own tefillin, you don't say a bracha when you write the tefillin, when you write a mezuzah, that's only a hechsher mitzvah. But because Talmud Torah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so that's why you do recite a bracha. So that's his taina against the Magen Avraham quotes from the Ogur, that the Mechaber quoted from an Ogur. The Ogur was a late Rishon after the tour. The Ogur quotes the tour, so it's very late. So the Ogur says that women recite Bichas HaTorah in the morning also. So the question is, why? Why does the Mechaber quote it? The Mechaber passing like the Rambam, that women do not recite a bracha on a mitzvah, says the Shaz Magrama. If they want to shake a lulav, they don't say, Ashek HaDishonah b'mitzvah Yisrael b'tzivonah. They don't say the bracha. So why do they recite a bracha? Ashek HaDishonah l'asik b'divrei Torah. They're not mechuyif to learn Torah. So the Magen Avraham quotes So the Pashtus is, the Vilna Gaon writes, Pashtus says that the Oga goes Lishitosa, the Oga is going on the Shitas Rabbi Natan, that women do recite a bracha when they shake a lulav. But the Kasha is on the Mechaba. Why did the Mechaba quote this Oga, where the Mechaba passed like the Rambam, that women do not recite a bracha on his man Grama? So why did he write that the women who learn Torah should recite a bracha? So the Magen Avraham says, because they have to learn the dinim that are relevant for them. Even though they don't have to learn Taras, they don't have to learn Nezikin, they don't have to learn Noshim and Nezikin, but they have to learn the laws of Shabbos and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Laws of Shabbos and Kasher, Taras, HaMishpacha, Mezuzah, whatever mitzvahs they have to observe, they have to learn those dinim. Yeah, but the Beis HaLevi Tainas, they have to learn those dinim. That's only, their limit is only a Hechshem mitzvah. And a Hechshem mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. You only say a bracha if the thing is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So that's only by the men. By the women, it's not. And the Mechaba holds that women shouldn't volunteer a bracha on Zman Grama. So l'shitosa, you should have said that women should not volunteer the bracha on Talmud Torah. That's what the Gra writes. The Ogre is l'shitosa, and the Mechaba is shver. Why did the Mechaba quote the Ogre l'dina? You should have left it out. So that's where Rav Elbel Soloveitchik quotes his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Birchas HaTorah is a different thing. It is different. We assume, like the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shagasari Pasuk, like the Ramban, and the Sefer HaMitzvah, that Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. We had the Gemara on Daf Chof. We had the Gemara over here. The Gemara learned on Daf Mem Chesam and Beis, different Tanaim, learned that from different sources. Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa, unlike all other Birchas HaMitzvah. So it's clear that it's a different thing. So even though women are putter from Talmud Torah, but still, Birchas HaTorah is a different thing. If you're learning already, then it's the Kovet HaTorah that you should say Birchas HaTorah before. So that's what Rav Chaim says. Yeah, but that's not what the Yogur said. The Pashto says the Yogur just goes like the Rabbi in the top.
But we mentioned the Sheiltos, the Hechsher Mitzvah, so there'll be Krah. I don't know if this, we already quoted a Pashto for this Hechsher Mitzvah, and I think one of the make a bracha.
That's the Nitziv.
Right, yeah.
That was the Mechutin of the Beis HaLevi, yeah. That's the Korash Yeshiva. The Nitziv has that fantastic Chiddush that a Hechsher Mitzvah, Kasa B'Torah, sometimes has the status of a mitzvah, and according to the Yerushalmi, and according to one opinion in the Babli, a bracha would be recited. But Maskana, we don't pass like that. Maskana, we pass him that a bracha is not recited on a Hechsher Mitzvah, Kasa B'Torah. The Nitziv has a few nafkeminis l'dina between Hechsher Mitzvah, Kasbah Torah, and one of them is bracha, according to one opinion that was rejected. L'maskana, l'maskana, we don't say a bracha on that. There was an opinion like that. So he says, how come I didn't say Bris Torah in Malchus Beis Dov? Because I followed the Rav. Amar Rav Chanan, l'amar Rav. The B'riyeh, but if you didn't say Yeyotze, why? Because... Because Bris ain't a benoshim, and Torah also ain't a benoshim. V'loy ba'avodim, Mevach 9 is also not chayv, and Malchus is also not. Because some Torah Malach and Melach, Melach v'loy Malko. It's not proper to appoint a woman to a position of Malchus. If you appoint her, okay, if she's the only one who can do the job, so you appoint a woman. But if you have a choice to appoint a man or a woman, that's not proper. In the beginning of Yerideya, the first page in Yerideya, I think it starts with page Aleph. The Gemara starts with page Beis, but the Shulchan Aruch starts with page Aleph. So the Ramon, the first page, deals with an issue. The Mechab and the Ramon deal with an issue that Tosis discusses on the first opening Mishnah Chulin. Can a woman shecht? Is a isha k'shera lishchot? What's the issue? Because Tosis had this sefer Aleph Yud. Tosis writes Hilchas Eretz Yisroel. Some say it's a mistake. It's not Hilchas Eretz, it should be Hilchas Amar Yehoshua. That's how the book begins. Amar Yehoshua mipi Moshe mipi HaGvura. Supposedly the book is written by Yeshua ben Nun, and he tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu said that a woman can't shecht. Moshe Rabbeinu said that when you shecht, you got to say a bracha, and if you shecht without a bracha, it's shechitos and avela. All the wild things. Everything he says here doesn't make any sense. So this fellow claimed, he came and said his name is Eldad Hadoni, he's from Sheva Don, from the Lost Ten Tribes, and he had this book from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. All things seems to be above him, I said. So all the Rishonim are dealing with all the things that he said. Do we follow them? Do we not follow them? So the Ramah, in Ramah wrote a commentary on the bottom of the page in the Tur that's called the Darkei Moshe. So in the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe distinguishes Halacha L'maaseh, whether a woman can shecht. So he said, a woman can shecht for herself. She wants to eat chicken, so she can shecht the chicken. But she should be the official shechet in town. That's not proper. You look in the Yerideya, in the first page in Yerideya, That's probably what the Rambam is saying over there also. A woman can shechta and Rambam, she should not be appointed as the shochetet in town. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that the reason why, because in Europe, the shochet was the other, every little village had a rabbi who knew Yerideya. Then the shochet had a Yerideya. The Balabatim didn't have a Shulchan Aruch. They had Gemaras, they had Mishnayos. They didn't have a Yerideya, they didn't have Shulchan Aruch. They were not so learned. They didn't learn Shulchan Aruch. So the shochet was the assistant rabbi. When the rabbi went on vacation, so the Balabatim asked the shalas to the shochet. So it's not proper to appoint a woman as assistant rabbi, Kal v'chaim as the rabbi, women rabbis. So the whole hullabaloo, so Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the first page in Yerideya, that's what it sounds like. The Rambam is making a pshara between a woman shechting on her own. We don't accept Elder Adori, that a woman cannot shecht. But the woman should be the official shechet in town. The official shechet is a srara, it's a minui. It's a srara over the community. So that's in violation of the din in the Sifrei. Samtos malach ha-melech, melech v'loi malko. And it's not only Malchus, it's called Tosim Kol Mesimus B'Mashma. The Gemara says, "Mikar b'achecha Tosim Alecha Melch." Mikar b'achecha means Mimufcha she'b'achecha. The Gemara said you shouldn't appoint an Eved either to be the Melech. Why? Mikar b'achecha Mimufcha she'b'achecha. An Eved Knaini doesn't have the full Yichus. They shouldn't appoint an Eved Knaini. So the Gemara says in Perek Mitzvus Chalitza that it's not proper to appoint a Ger. Or an Isha, the Pasha, you shouldn't appoint a Ger to be the head of the labor union. Because the chairman of the labor union is also a position of Srara. If you have a club of Gerim and the Gerim's club has a president who's a Ger, so he has Srara over the other Gerim. If you have a women's club, a women's organization, and a woman is appointed the president of the women's organization, that's fine. But to have a woman having Srara over men, that's improper. That's improper, it's not sneezdik. So that's a violation of this din. The Gemara learns it out from Saim Tosim Kol Mesim is B'mashma. Not only Melech, even to be the head of the labor union. The Vasa Tregers. The Gemara said they used to have people, they didn't have plumbing. So you couldn't just turn on the faucet and get water. They used to have water carriers. They used to carry water from the river and sell it to the people. So they had a chairman of the water carriers union. So the chairman of the water carriers union, the Shoave Maim, should not be a Ger, unless the whole group is all Ger. So a Ger can have Svara over Ger. But a Ger, it's not right, the Ger shouldn't have. That's why the Pashtus, he shouldn't appoint the Ger as a rabbi in the community either, unless the whole community is Ger. The Pashtus said he shouldn't have a Ger. So the Shadas Hadi Yeshiva gives Smicha to Ger. Every so often there's a student goes for Smicha, and it's obvious that he's a Ger. So what are they giving him Smicha? Where's he going to get a position? So not all the students who get smicha go into the rabbinate. A lot of them go into business. They go into other fields. So smicha is a degree that he attained a certain level in learning. But is it proper, let's say he wants to go into the rabbinate, is it proper to appoint a ger? So the Pashta says that it's not proper. Just like it's not proper to appoint a woman rabbi, assistant rabbi, that's the Ramo, the first Ramo in Yeridei. So it's not proper to appoint a ger either. So this Amoira, Rav Chisda says, I don't even know how to bench. Rav Sheshet's got so angry at me. I don't even know how to bench. How can I sit and learn with you, B'chavrusa? This is what he tells Rav Zeira. He says, what happened? So he says, I followed Rav that you don't say Brister. Rav didn't say you don't say. Rav said, you yotzi b'rievet if you didn't say. He did it, l'chatchili, he didn't say. So that's what Rav Zeira says to him. Shabbos kol hanitanov amram abdus karab. Why did you do such a stupid thing? Rav Sheshes did the right thing. He got angry at you, and he stuck his neck out to show you his displeasure. You shouldn't have followed Rav. Rav was outvoted, and even Rav only said it b'di'evet. He didn't say l'chatchila that there's no need to say bris and Torah in Malchus Beis David. Okay. Amar Rav Abba-Bachon, Amar Rav Yechanan. Rav Abba-Bachon got smicha from Eretz Yisrael from Rav Yechanan. Then he came to Bavel. He came to Bavel. So he says, over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the fourth broch on the bench in Atav Ameitiv, Tzricha Malchus. Why? So that's what we had the Gemara before. Amem Vav. The Gemara said, Atav Ameitiv Lav Derai. He said, that was Machlokes Satanai. Whether you learn out, Chalta Vesavata Virachta, Shalom Alkech, Al Oretz Atav Ashenosan Loch. Ashenosan Loch goes on Atav Ameitiv. Oh no. Atav Ameitiv Lav Derais. So we assume Atav Ameitiv is Lav Derais. Let's say a person ate Kidei Sviya. person ate, he ate a filling meal. He ate kidei svia, and then he's a little tipsy, he's a little drunk, and he doesn't remember whether he benched or not. So sofik birach, birchas hamas, and sofik lo birach. What's the din? So if he only had a kazais of bread, and the whole obligation, the bench is only midirabbanon, because we don't accept that Rabbi Natam who said, based on the story of Yanai HaMelech, that kazais is the raisa. We assume, not like the Rabbi Natam, kazais only the rabbanon. So then, sofik brachas lahakel. So you don't bench again. But if he ate kidei svia, and the chiyuv birchas hamasan is the raisa, so it says he has to repeat the birchas hamasan. So the question is, what about atoiv ha-meitiv? There was a machlokes ha-tanoim, whether atoiv ha-meitiv is the raisa rabbanon, we pass on atoiv ha-meitiv is love the raisa. So he really ought to say, till by the rachma of Yishalayim amen, then he should leave out. He shouldn't say atoiv ha-meitiv. That's a sofik brachas lahakel. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maria Levi, I think, that's a tshuva sefer by the Taz's brother, if I'm not mistaken. So the Magen Avraham quotes a tshuva sefer that if you have a sofik birch, sofik lo birch, not only do they recite the whole birchas hamazon and the part of the benching, that's their eyes. He even say a teva meitav also. Why? So the explanation that he gives is keech adalol zalzule bay. If you're only going to say till b'nei rachma v'shalayim amen, you're going to leave out a teva meitav. So people are going to be mezalzal. You're demonstrating publicly that teva meitav is love their eyes. So it's going to come to a zilzal. So Rav Soloveitchik guess, why does he give that reason? Why doesn't he give a better reason? The Rambam writes that if a person sofik kara kriyashma, sofik loy kara kriyashma, and avchafa meral. So there was machlek, is whether kriyashma deraisa or kriyashma lav deraisa. So how do we paskan la locha? So the Shagas Aryeh points out that from the first Taisus and Brachas it would appear David Kamarava Taisus seems to paskan that kriyashma is lav deraisa. And the Taisus in Ela Namoram also in Perik Ela Namoram in Soita. It seems to pass on Allah and Kriyashma Lav Derais. That's the first Rebbe Kiveger on Mishnah's Brachas. He quotes the Prichodesh. Prichodesh, as you see from the first Taisus, like that. The Taisus seems to pass on that Kriyashma is Lav Derais. Yeah, but we don't pass like that. Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rambam, who quoted the Gemara Daf Chaf and Meral of Safik Kor Kriyashma, Safik Loi Kor, Chose Vikor, because Kriyashma is Derais. So the Rambam writes, Chose Vikor, Im Bir Chaseho. He repeats the Kriyashma with the Brochas. So the case of Mishnah quotes Akashif and the Tshuvas HaRashbo. The Rambam himself writes in a different place that if a person is a man, is Mesupik, whether he shook a lulav or not on the first day Sukkot, the Tilas lulav is Daraisa. So we say Sofik Daraisa Lechumre, but Sofik Brochas Lehokil. You only shake the lulav, but you don't say the Brocha on the Tilas lulav, because the Brocha is only the Rabban. So why is all of a sudden over here the kriyashma is deraisa, but the brichas kriyashma is lav deraisa? So the Rambam should have said, "Safik kara kriyashma, safik loy kara, chozav kara kriyashma." Believe brichasel, you ought to say, "Safik brachas lahakel." So the Rashbo in the Tshuva answers that brichas kriyashma is different from all the other brichas hamitzvah. Brichas kriyashma was a takanas chachamim. That's the way to properly fulfill the mitzvah of kriyashma. Kriyashma im birchasel. Kriyashma al seder brachas. If a person will shake a lulav and sit in sukkah, wear tefillin, he won't say the bracha. So the mitzvah of lulav will be complete. The mitzvah of tefillin will be complete. He failed to fulfill a mitzvah of the rabban, a separate mitzvah of the rabban, the reciting of birchas mitzvah in connection with the mitzvah. But over here, if he's going to say kriyashma without the brachas, mid the rabban, on the level of the raisi, he did the mitzvah 100%. But on the level of the rabbanon, the mitzvah of kriyashma is incomplete because they were misakin. They recite Kriyashma al Seder HaBrachas, Kriyashma in Birchaseho. Why? So that's another Tshuvas HaRashbo, not the one that the Kesem Mishnah quotes on the Rambam. Another Tshuvas HaRashbo, where the Rashbo points out that basically there are three Birchas Kriyashma, two before and one after. At night there's Hashkiveinu, that's another one. But it's not really part of the Birchas Kriyashma. The two before and the Gol Yisrael after are the three Birchas Kriyashma that spell out the themes that are contained within each Parsha. Gol Yisrael is about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Babayam maybe loyalis Hashem Echot, we believe there's one God, Bariyam Valoyla, Golam Nechosh Khosh Pneyor. The Umsalam believe that there's a God of light and a God of darkness, more than one God. We believe Hashem Echot. So the first bracha of Brichas Kriyashma Bayom Balaylo emphasizes the theme of the main theme of Achdus Hashem. And then the second bracha, Avarab, Abasolam, has the theme of Limud HaTorah. That's the theme of Yom Shamayim. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the Rashba. Rashba doesn't exactly say it explicitly, and the Pirmi Godim takes the Rashba in a very bland fashion. He takes him literally. Rashba just says, Kach tiknach, and the Rama thinks, Kach tiknach achamim. And whenever you say Kriyashma, you got to say the Brochus. And he doesn't really explain it. Rav Soloveitchik schmaltzed it up. And he interpreted that that's what the Rashba means, that the Birchus Kriyashma relate to Kriyashma in a different way from the way Birchus HaMitzvah relate to the mitzvah. If you put on tefillin without a bracha in the mitzvah, the tefillin is complete even with the rabbanon. You didn't do the mitzvah with the rabbanon of saying a bracha. So the two sveikas, sofik hiniach tefillin, sofik lo hiniach. So on the sofik on the tefillin, sofik the raisa luchumra, and the sofik on the bracha, sofik brachas lachel. Tefillin, oh, tefillin is a bad example because tefillin kolem shem minichem a bracha leim. Even if you put on tefillin 100 times on the same day, you say a bracha. Well, let's say lulav. Lulav. Yeah. Rashi's opinion is every time you pick up the lulav, also you say bracha. We don't follow that Rashi. We say only the first time in the day. If you yotze lulav already, you pick up the lulav a second time. So we don't hold like that Rashi. We hold you don't say a bracha the second time you pick up a lulav. So if the person is mesupag on the first day of yontif, then the lulav is deraisa all over the world. Lulav kol shiv is only takana derabban. That's one of the 9 takanas of Bechem and Zakeh after the churban abayis that we shouldn't forget the. Zechel HaMikdash, we should do Netilas Lulav Kol Shiva. But Lulav on the first day is their Isa. So if the person has a Safik, whether he shook the Lulav or not, so Safik their Isa, the Chumay has to shake Lulav, and he doesn't say the Bracha. Why? They're two separate Sveikas. Did he fulfill a mitzvah their Isa of Lulav? They say Safik their Isa, the Chumay. Did he fulfill a mitzvah the Rabbanon? They're saying a Bracha, that's Safik Bracha's Lahakel, because the Bracha is only the Rabbanon. But by Bichas Kriyashma, the nature of the Takana was different. The takana was you should fulfill the mitzvah deraisa al seder habrachas, because the brachas spell out the themes that are contained within the 3 parshas of Shema. So that's why the Rambam says it's not 2 different sveikas, a sofik on the kriyashma and a sofik on the brachas. With the rabbanon, it's one big mitzvah kriyashma al seder habrachas. I don't know what's going to be with hashkivenu. Maybe only chazav ikarim bichas. Maybe you should leave out hashkivenu. Because Hashkivan is not really from the 3 brachas that spell out the themes. Hashkivan is a separate bracha. That's a question. Whether Hashkivan, we had that also in the first period. We discussed it. If a person says Birchas Kriyashma after, he says Kriyashma after Alos HaShachar, or late at night, it's so late that's not the normal time that people go to sleep. So the Gemara says you should leave out Hashkivan. So the Rabbi Yonah had a machalikus to Rishon, what do you mean? You leave out the first line in Hashkivan? You leave out the whole Hashkivan? So some are of the opinion, the first line you leave out, but the rest of Hashkivenu is one of the Brichas Kriyashma. The other said, no, the whole Hashkivenu is a separate bracha. The Brichas Kriyashma ends at the Goal Yisrael. And Hashkivenu is a separate bracha, it's not part. So that was, so Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the Tshuvas HaRashbo, that's why the Rambam holds that Brichas Kriyashma is different, because it's one big unit, Midi Rabbanon. So he was wondering, so why did the Tshuvas Maria Levi come up with a newfangled reason? That sofik birch birchas hamas and sofik lo birch, you have to repeat even at tovam meitim. You don't say sofik brachas lohakel. So he said the reason ma kech de lolis al zulebei. You say a bracha kech de lolis al zulebei. That's when the Gemara says really. That's the Gemara in Bema Madlikin. And the Gemara says whenever the sofik brachas, you always go lohakel. The Gemara says, so why is the yontem sheni shel galus? Why do you say a bracha? It's a sveika d'yoma. It's not a bad day. It's only a sveika d'yoma. Gemara says, keiched the lolas al zuli. Amachlek zabai verove. Abai says, keiched the lolas al zuli be. That's the shaila. Why did the Rambam paskan like Abai? The Rambam usually, when evidence machlek zabai verove, paskan like Rabbi. Here, the Rambam quotes Abai's reasoning. Keiched the lolas al zuli be. So why did the Rama paskin like Abai? So there's a tshuva, the Ramam corresponded to the Chachmei Lunel on several issues. And one of the tshuvas that's quoted in the bottom of the page in the Migdalois, it's a question whether those tshuvas are authentic. Okay. That's a historical question. I think Rabbi Kappa thinks that they're not authentic. Okay. But in one of the tshuvas that's printed at the bottom of the page in the Migdalois and the page of the Rambam, he explains why did he decide to paskan like Abai, because the Gemara says in the end of Sukkah, there are 3 different opinions. What's the story with Yeshiva, Sukkah, and Shmini Atzeres? So one opinion is you don't sit in Sukkah at all. One opinion, no, Sveika Diyam, you sit in Sukkah and say a bracha, And then the way we have printed in the Gemara, it says Hilchasa, basically Yasmin and Bruch Eloi Mevachin. You sit in the sukkah, you don't say a bracha. So the shaila is, why not? And every other Yom Tov Shem Shogali said, do say a bracha. How come over here you don't say a bracha? So the Rishonim give different explanations. So the Rambam, if it's authentic, the Rambam in the Tshuva to the Chachma Donel writes what the Sfasemis. Sfasemis always writes Charifas. So here the Sfasemis writes this Shtikl Torah, and they point out that that's what it says in the Tshuva to Rambam. The whole reason why you say Bracha Yom Tov Shenim Shal Goli is the Gemara says, according to Abai, Keichad Dalol Zal Zulibay. You're treating it like Yom Tov. But here, if you're going to treat Shmini Atzeres like Hoshana Rabbah, you're going to say a bracha, then you are going to be Mizalzal. I mean, it's still Chalamoid. On the level of the rice, it's Yontav, it's Shmini Atzeres. You're not allowed to do malacha, only Yochal Nefesh. But if we treat it as a... On Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in Sukkah. That's all, they don't sit in Sukkah. We sit in Sukkah, it's an issue by us. We sit in Sukkah, maybe it's still Hoshana Rabbah. So we should say a bracha on Sukkah Kech the Lol Zalzulibay. Forget saying the bracha, you're demonstrating that it's not Yantiv, that it's Chalamoid. So the bracha will cause the Zilzul. So if you hold, that's what the Rambam writes. How did I know to Paskan like Abaye, not like Rava? The Gemara asks, Demai, Afrosh has Demai is because of a Sufik. That some Rav Amorites were Master in hand, it was a Birat Amorites who were not Master. So towards the end of the Baisheni period, the Mishnah says in the end of Soita, that towards the end of the Baisheni period, they instituted this Takana, the Rabbana, the whole institution of Amei Ha'aretz, that there's a lower class of citizens who are not so medakta kibitzus, and we don't trust them on Afroshes Maisus, even if he swears on a Sefer Torah, there is Mafresh Maisus, we don't trust them, and we're not Mitzarifim to the Mizumim, we're not Mitzarifim to a Minyan, we don't Mekabaladis. And we treat him as if he's always Tamei, Amoritz is always Tamei, all the Chumras of Amoritz. So this was introduced towards the end of the Baisheni period, the institution of the Amei Ha'aretz. So the Mishnah says, when you buy Demai from an Amoritz and you mafrish Maisris, you don't say a bracha. The Mishnah has it backwards. The Mishnah says, a naked person can be mafrish Demai. What do you mean? There's no bracha recited. If he's not dressed, he can't be mafresh shumas and ma'aser gadol. Got to say a bracha. But orem is permitted. That's how the Mishnah puts it in code. If the guy is not dressed, he can't say a bracha. So that's okay. For the purpose of demai, that doesn't pose a problem because you don't say a bracha on demai because safik brachas lahakam. That's the mocker for safik brachas lahakam. So the question is, but on yantiv sheni we do say a bracha. So why is there a difference between yantiv sheni shel golius, which is sveik of the yom, and demai? Demai is not a vada. It's only a safik. So Abai gives his answer, Keichad Lola Zalzulibe. And the Rama Pasnalak Abai. Rabbi gives a different answer. Rabbi gives a different answer there. So that's the yes, this of the Rambam. Why did he decide to Pasnalak Abai? So the Sfasemis writes this Harifas. He says, based on the Gemara and the Rambam in the letter to the Chachma Lonel, writes like that, if the letter is authentic. The Gemara says, on Shmini Atzeres, the Maskana of the Gemara, you sit in Sukkah, you don't say a bracha. Why? But on Yom Tov Sheni, you always do say a bracha. No, the whole reason why you say a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, Hechad Dalol Zalzuli, Behef Raket, if we say a bracha on Yeshiva Besukkah, on Shmini Atzeres, that's going to cause the zilzal, because the people will come to the realization, it's really only Chalamayim. Maybe it's only Chalamayim. Maybe it's not Yom Tov. So you will be mezalzal. So since the whole reason for yes saying a bracha doesn't apply, so therefore over here you don't say a bracha. So that Gemara is like Abai. The sum of the Gemara in the end of Sukkah, that you sit in Sukkah and Shemana says you don't say a bracha, is like Abai. Safik bracha slahakil, yeah. Rabbi Salvechi asked the question, why did the Maria Levi have to come up with a new reason, Kech, the Lov Zalzulebe? Why didn't he say, just like the Rambam says, Chaz V'kari im Birchai Seho, because Birchai's Kriyashma is one Kiyam, together with the Kriyashma, shouldn't he say the same? This is all part of the Birchai Samazin. Atava Meta is part of the Birchai Samazin. So he said, the answer is no, the Maria Levi is right. The answer is, Kech, the Lov Zalzulebe, because Hatayv Ameitav is not part of the Birchas Hamazon, even with the Rabbanon. But the Gemara says Hatayv Ameitav lav deraisa, it doesn't only mean it's the Rabbanon. One Tana is of the Menatayim HaMeitiv is the right, it's part of the benching Menatayim. The other Shita, it's only the Rabbanan. It's not even part of the benching with the Rabbanan. It's a separate bracha that's recited after you finish the Birchas HaMazon. It's not part of the Birchas HaMazon. So he said, that's why the Maria Levi had to come up with his new reason. Kechad Alol Zalzulebe. That one? Usually we have the klal Safik brachas la'akil if the bracha is only the Rabbanan.
Right.
But on Yontem Sheni Shel Golias, we do say a bracha,
right,
even though it's only a Safik. Why? So the Rambam quotes Abai's reasoning, Kech Dolol Zalzulebe. So that applies over here also by saying Hatoiv HaMeitiv. We don't want people to be mezalzal on Hatoiv HaMeitiv. So therefore, we go Safik brachas la'achmer. Even though so, usually Safik brachas la'akil, here you go la'achmer, Kech Dolol Zalzulebe. I mean, they made a takana that you should say a bracha on the matzah and the morah. Who made the takana over here? The Maria Levi. It's a good kasha. It's a good taina. What right did the Maria Levi have to make a takana? It doesn't say anymore. I guess he assumed that when the Gemara says that kech delazalzalubay, that's a general klal. I don't know that you say safik brachas lahachmer whenever you're concerned of whenever there's a concern of zilzal.
So that,
it is a chiddush.
Some
say you say a bracha because mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha, so it's a mitzvah to do it again, mid the rabbanan, to do the kiddushin again. We usually say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha the first time. More correct is you should be mekadosh the girl in person. You shouldn't send the shliach. What if I didn't send the shliach? The shliach was already mekadosh and he brings the girl home. So do you still say mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha? I should be mekadosh a second time. So that's what some shadim understood. Yeah. The mitzvah mit mikdash the second time. Then the question is, do you say a bracha the second time? So I say, well, it's a mitzvah mit derabbanan. You say a bracha not only when you perform a mitzvah deraisa, kol mitzvahs kulam baruch aleim avol asiyosim. You say kiddushana b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu, even on the mitzvah derabbanan. Hechon tzivanu milos aser. You say a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan. So they understood mitzvah bo yosem b'shluch is not only the first time around. More correct is to be mikdash the girl a person, not to send the shliach. Even if you want mikdash like the shliach and it was chal, it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanah to be Mekadosh again a second time. Then you say a bracha. So they said, what are you talking about? It's not a smart idea. You're going to say a bracha the second time. It'll mislead people to think that Kiddushan HaDei Shliach is not Chal. We're afraid it'll be Osir HaDei Zilzul. People will think that if you're Mekadosh HaDei Shliach, she's a Pnuya. But all right, we said a bracha the second time when the Chosin was Mekadosh HaRol on his own. So many were opposed to that practice. We don't have the whole practice. We don't have Kiddushan HaDei Shliach. We don't do the whole thing. But even if he would have had Kiddush on a day Shliach, we don't hold like that. Mitzvah b'yosem b'shluch means even after you are Mekadosher the first time on a day Shliach, there's a mitzvah in Rabbanan to be Mekadosher again a second time. You ever married already to the girl. You don't gain anything. You don't accomplish anything. That's based on a Rashi. There's a Rashi in the end of Shabbos. Masech HaShabbos, where Rashi writes, Mitzvah b'yosem b'shluch for Shliach, if I sent the Shliach to be Magdash a korban for me, then when I bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, mitzvah b'yos mishluch, I should be magdish the korban a second time. Even though the hekdash was chal the first time, like they shliach. So Rashi seems to have understood mitzvah b'yos mishluch is, even if you did the mitzvah y'day shliach, you should be, and you can be mekayimit, the shliach was magdish the korban, it's a mitzvah to be magdish again. The second time, the balabos himself should be magdish. So who are they now made to be mekadosh at isha? By extension, the isha is like the behemah. He says, like the carbon, yeah. I once said that in a shir. So one of the girls that was listening used to give a shir in Ramah. So a couple of girls used to attend. One of the girls married one of the boys. He used to come to the shir. So this girl felt a little offended. I was explaining that Rashi holds it. Rabbi Yosef Engel, the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, points it out in Gil Yoni Ashas. Rashi says, Mitzvah bo yes mushlich, even if the shliach was magdish the carbon on my behalf, but then it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, I should be magdish it again. Even b'diyeh, but I should do it again. So Rashi holds, so the Maam Rutenberg writes that there was a practice, if you're mekadosh an isha yidei shliach, so it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanan to be mekadosh her in person a second time. And once it's a mitzvah the Rabbanan, so you say a bracha, and a mitzvah the Rabbanan also. So he used to say Bircha Seirusin again. That was a wild minig. We don't have those minhag.
Sorry, I mixed up the reason.
Huh?
I never mind. Mixed up the reason.
Kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad. You didn't mix it up. Everything is interrelated. Okay. So what does he say? A Tov HaMeitav needs Malchus. Why? Because not a bracha smucha l'chavato that we had before. If HaTov HaMeitav is the Raisa, Shenosan loch is HaTov HaMeitav, so it's bracha smucha l'chavato, it's one unit. But if you hold HaTov HaMeitav love the Raisa, it doesn't mean that it's part of benching mid the Rabbanan. It's part of benching mid the Rabbanan, so it's still a bracha smucha l'chavato. It means it's not even part of benching mid the Rabbanan. It's a separate bracha that's recited at the conclusion of all of the Birchas Hamos. That's when Chacham Avadya passed away, so his grandson by marriage, who's now in London, said a long hespit that was on the internet. So he mentioned that he noticed quite a few times when he ate by Chacham Avadya, when he would finish the Birchas Hamosin, Bnei Rachma V'Yishalayim Amein, then he would start walking around. He wouldn't say Atav HaMeitav sitting down. The Gemara says you have to recite Birchas Hamosin in a sitting position. That's at the end of the Perek. Hilchos Abikulo Yoshev Bevarach. That's a Nun Aleph on the base. The last line in Perek Shloshe Shachlu, Birchas Hamosin has to be recited in a sitting position. Tosis quotes Prince Albert, Moshe Albert, gives a mocker for that. How do you know you have to say Birchas Hamosin in a sitting position? Because it says V'chalta V'sabata, and we read the word V'sabata as if it says V'shev Es, sit down for a moment and say Birchas Hamosin in a sitting position. Anas Machta probably. It's not a drashig mur there, right? So Birchas Hamosin, Rav Moshe Albert learns with the post, Birchas Hamosin has to be recited in a sitting position. What about Atav HaMeitav? Is that part of the Birchas Hamosin? So apparently Chacham Avadya felt it's not even part of the benching of the Rabbanan. It's a separate bracha that's recited after the conclusion of the Birchas Hamosin. That's how Rav Soloveitchik learned. That's what it says in Mur. It's not a bracha smucha l'chavetav. That's why it's pasachas b'baruch. So that's why you need Malchus. That's why you need Malchus in Atav HaMeitav, because Atav HaMeitav love their ice. It's not even part of the benching mid the Rabbanan. So that's what he says. Bichas Atav HaMeitav needs Malchus. My kamashmalon that a bracha shema Malchus slash may bracha. Rabbi Yechanan said that already. Should have said ha kamashmalon Atav HaMeitav love their ice. We know that every bracha needs Malchus, but maybe it's a bracha smucha l'chavata. So they should have said ha kamashmalon Atav HaMeitav love their ice. I don't know why the Gemara didn't say that. It said it already. B'yachan already said it once. And for the Gemara, what Rabbi Babachon said over the name Rabbi Yechanan, what he meant to say was, that's a double poshet, you need once Malchus. Because it's no longer a smucha l'chavata, because it's not part of the series of brachas of Birchas Hamosin. Even with the Rabban, it's not part of Birchas Hamosin. It's a new bracha that's composed, that's recited after the conclusion of the Birchas Hamosin. But what he meant to say was, he needs tzrei malchias, shetzricha shtei malchias. What did he say? Kenon. Kelavina malkenem adirein baren gualeni atzoni goshen gudechot. Amelach atav ameit v'lakol. So we say twice. We say lekenon melech, then we say malkenon, then we say, a few times we say malchus. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. That you need one malchus, because atav ameit v'lav deraisa, that everybody knew. It's not smucha l'chavata. He said you need more than one Malchus. You have to make up for the Malchus that you didn't say in Rachim, no.
We have to say extra Malchus in the Hatorah to make up for the Yerushalayim. How did Rav Avadya, you know, separate the two? It sounds like Hatorah has to be followed like right after.
I mean, if you're making up for the missing Malchus, it is latched onto the Birchas Hamosin. You can't say that it's totally divorced. That has nothing to do. Good taina. I don't know. That's a good taina. Maybe you should sit. Maybe you shouldn't walk around. Okay. I don't know. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Zera, this is what he meant to say. Shetzvich ishtei Malchus, chore dido, because it's not a smucha l'chavato, v'chore de bayin Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, "Bnei Yerushalayim." And what about Noi Delacha? The first one, the first Hazana Soilam. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekeinu Melech Oilam. Hazana Soilam. So you had Malchus in the first one. In Noi Delacha, you don't have Malchus. So why are you only worried about Malchus in Bnei Yerushalayim? Rachim Noah, Yehoch in the Boy Klas, Chad the Dei, Chad the Bnei Yerushalayim, Chad the Birchas Haaretz. Noi Delacha, you don't say either. Ela Birchas Haaretz, my time alloy. because you don't need, because it's a smucha l'chavata. So Bar Yerushalayim is also a smucha l'chavata. Namilot boy, avila bracha smucha l'chavata. That's part of the benching. And for the Gemara, you're right. Who had not feel Bar Yerushalayim namilot by all rights, you shouldn't have to mention malchus and Bar Yerushalayim. However, since you're going to mention malchus, rachem no'am malchus beis David mishichecha, we're giving significance to David HaMelech and his malchus. It's not right not to mention Malchus Shemayim. So even though in Hilchus Brochus, a Brochus Shema Malchus is not a valid Brocha, doesn't pose a problem here, because both Noi Delecho and Rachem are Smucha L'chavata, but you should have mentioned Malchus Shemayim and Rachem No for a different reason. Because La Baruch Arad to mention Malchus Beis David without that. So that's why we say... That's why we say a second mention of Malchus and Hatov HaMeit. One mention of Malchus because it Hatov HaMeit is a bracha, and that's Smucha L'chavato because it's not part of the benching. And the other one is to make up for the missing Malchus in Rachim No. And the next Amor says no. A Papa Amar, Hochikama, this is what Rabbi Baba Chana meant in the name of Rabbi Yechon. You got to say three times Malchus. And I'll tell them, Tzvicha Shtei Malchus Lebar Medidei. You need on its own, you need Atayvamaitim, needs Malchus, but it's not Smucha Lechavato. Then you have to make up for the two Malchus that you didn't say in Noidelecho and in Rachim. Yeah, what do you have to make up? But we just said it's a Brocha Smucha Lechavato. So Taisa's episode gives an answer. Brocha smucha l'chavato, let's say, is Shmona Esrei. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah composed the whole 18 brochas, and then they added the 19th brocha. They composed the whole 18 brochas in one shot. So that's one unit, brocha smucha l'chavato. Where else do you have? Yishtabach, many Rishonim say that Yishtabach is smucha l'chavato to Baruch Shomer. And Yahaluch at the end of Halos smucha l'chavato to the bracha before. So the same Anshei Knesset HaGdolah who instituted the bracha before instituted the bracha after. Masheni came over here by Bichas Hamazon. There was a long pause in between when the mon came down in the midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu composed Hazanus Hakol, and then 40 years later when they crossed over the Yarden in days of Yishuv Ben Nun, it took 7 years till they conquered Eretz Yisrael. So after this, and then took another 7 years to divide it. After the 7 years of conquering. Then they said, Noi Delecho, we thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. That was 47 years later. So since it wasn't instituted by Masacha, so you don't treat it like a brocha, smucha l'chavato. That's why more correct would have been stam mikra than it is smucha l'chavato. Because on the level of the Raisa, when you will have Eretz Yisrael, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we'll have Yerushalayim as the capital, we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we'll have Yerushalayim as the Mokam HaMikdash, we have to thank him for that too. So all of this says in the Chumash. But since the text of the brachas were niskan of different generations, a big pause in between, so that's why they felt you should have mentioned malchus, and then you mentioned the two missing malchus in Neudelecho and Erachem, so you mention it all in Atayv HaMeitiv. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes that when you say Yalav Yavoi, so the last line is Kekel Malach HaNev Rachamato, so we mention Kekel Melech Anu Rachmato, mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. So the Rishonim say that it's not proper to mention Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You really should have mentioned Malchus Hashem in Rachim No, because you're mentioning Malchus Beis David Mishitecho, so we should mention Malchus Hashem, but we don't want to, because that'll then Malchus Beis David will pale into insignificance. So we don't mention Malchus Hashem in the brachas. So we mention it in Atayv HaMeitiv, we make up for it. So that's not right. That's what the Rashba said. That's not right. You shouldn't say Ke Melech HaNe Rachmat. You shouldn't say Melech. You should leave out Melech. But the minig is, the Matei Ephraim writes, the minig is that in, on Rosh Hashanah you do say Melech. So that doesn't make any sense. But if there's a reason why you don't say Melech at the end of the Yalav Yavoi, so that's a problem. In the Shemoneh Esrei, there's nothing wrong with saying the word Melech in the end of Yalav, just in Birchas HaMazon. So does that make sense? The Chacham composed the Nusach of Yalav Yav to be recited both in Shemana Esrei and in Birchas Hamazon. In Birchas Hamazon, leave out the word in Shemana Esrei. Do say the word. It's a little strange. Birchas Hamazon, you don't say Melech, and in Shemana Esrei, you do say Melech.
Clearly, there's precedence for a slightly different nusach of Yalev Yavo between Shimon and Isray and Brichat Hamazon, from the fact that when you say Risev Achlit Zeno and Brichat Hamazon, you cover Shabbat. But you haven't even mentioned Kedusha Hayom in Shimon and Isray yet on Yom Tov. So you have to mention it now on Yalev Yavo. So maybe the same is true with Melech.
Okay, but it's strange. Okay. That's a question. So then the question is, does it make sense that the minig is that on Rosh Hashanah, the Matei Ephraim writes like that? Rabbi Soloveitchik used to follow that. He always followed the Matei Ephraim. So when he benched on Rosh Hashanah, he used to say Melech, the end of the Birchas Hamazon. Rabbi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about this. So he says, the whole Ramah b'shem the Rashba is a chumrah, not to say the word Melech in the end of Yalav Yavai, dafka not to say. So he said, the whole thing is a chumrah. So on Rosh Hashanah, we don't observe the chumrah. Since Rosh Hashanah, we emphasize many times the theme of Malchiyah, so you add on the word Melech, even though every other time in the benchin when you say Yalav Yavo, you leave out the word Melech, and Rosh Hashanah we do say. Okay. So what does the Gemara continue? Yosef Rab Zera, Achuri the Rab Gidl, Yosef Rab Gidl Kamei the Rab Huna, Yosef Kamei. It said over the following din. Tovel Hiska Shal Shabbos. Person forgot to say Ritzei in the Birchas Hamazon. And then he says, Nevi Shalom Yerkodesh Mehe Remeinu, but Nevi Rachmav Yerushalayim Amen. He forgot to say Ritzei. So what's the din? Tovel Hiska Shal Shabbos. I'm there. Let him say the following text of the Bracha. Bracha, Tu Hashem Malkeinu Malach HaOlam. Shenosan Shabbosos leminucha lam Yisrael biyahava leos velebris baruch ato Hashem mikadesh haShabbos. Who said this? Rav Gidl. Yosef Kamer, Rav Gidl says. Omalei, so they asked him, who says? Manamor, so he says, Rav. Rav Gidl said, I heard it from Rav. Hoda Yosef Kamer, he's sitting and he says some more. What if the person forgot to say Yalav Yava an Yantav? Tovel Hiskel Shal Yantav. What does he say? Baruch ato Alkenim Alachoyim, Shenosan Yam Tov Malam Yisrael, L'simcha, Shabbos, there is no chiyuv simcha. Shabbos is l'menucha. Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv simcha, there's a difference. There's a Mishnah in Ma'akot, and Perek Elam Megalchna says, when one is in Avelu, Shiva, Shloshim, and it comes Yom Tov, so Yom Tov cancels the Shiva, Yom Tov cancels the Shloshim. But when it comes Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't cancel. Why not? So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, because on Yom Tov there's a chiyuv simcha, in Simcha and Avelu, this is a tie to the Sasri. But on Shabbos, there is no chiyuv simcha. There is no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. I would say yismuchu b'malchuscha, so that's a good kasha. The Stechemen has pages and pages on that kasha. But so we don't say simcha on Shabbos. We only say simcha on Yom Tov. And then you say ula zikaron. Why don't, on Shabbos you don't say the zikaron? You don't mention the zikaron on Shabbos. Why? So that's what the Mefarshim say. How come you only say Yalav Yavai on Yom Tov? How come you don't say Yalav Yavai on Shabbos? Because the Torah says v'yam simchas madech merosh echad sheichem skaitam achatzitzis. That Kiyas Chatzetzis is for on Yom Tov, is on Rosh Chodeshim, is for the purpose of Zikaron. On Shabbos there is not Kiyas Chatzetzis. You read the Mishnah and Erchen, there is not Kiyas Chatzetzis. On Shabbos the theme of Zikaron doesn't apply to Shabbos. Simcha and Zikaron is only on Yom Tov. Baruch Ato Hashem, Kadosh Yisrael, Hazman. Again, Rav Gidl said it. So he said, who says that? He says, Rav said it. Okay. Hadi Yosef is sitting, and he says another did. Tovel Hiskel Shomer Shchodesh. He forgot to say Yalav Yavai. So he should also say a bracha. Yalav Yavai Amr Shchodesh. If a person forgets, the Gemara says on Amit Beis, if a person eats bread Amr Shchodesh and he forgets Yalav Yavai, he doesn't have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. But if he didn't finish the Birchas Hamazon yet, he just said Bnei Rachma Vishalayim Amen and didn't start Hatayv Ameitiv yet. So then let him say this nusach Baruch Shanasim Rosh Chodesh Am Yisrael Lizikaron. Because it says, we say Yalav Yavai. on Rosh Chodesh, so he said Lizikaron. But lo yadayin, I don't remember. Yom basimcha, lo yom basimcha. I don't remember whether Rab said you're supposed to mention simcha or not. The Torah quotes in the name of the Goyim that there is a chi of simcha on Rosh Chodesh, and you learn it out from that pasuk. We have simchas ma'adech Rosh Chodesh miskaita machatzoytzes Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is put together with ma'adechem, and you blow chatzoytzes. So you see that there is a chi of simcha. But the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Chi of Simcha seems only to be in the Mikdash. The Gvulin, it seems that there's no Chi of Simcha. And Yontav, there's Chi of Simcha all over the world, wherever you happen to be. Ikka Simcha is really in Simcha ala b'Bsar Shlomim, by eating Karbanas. You have to be in Yerushalayim. But even Simcha Chutz l'Beis HaMikdash, there's an Indian of Simcha. But on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodeshim, would appear there's no chi of simcha outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what he says. Not sure. But lo yadayinu, Rav Gidl says, I'm not sure. I don't remember. Yom ba simcha le yom ba simcha. Also, he's not sure. He lo chasim bo. And Shabbos in on Yom Tovi say chasim bo. Baruch Ata Hashem v'kadesh Shabbos, like in Shmoneh Esrei. Baruch Ata Hashem v'kadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. And on Rosh Chodesh, he's not sure whether he should say the chasim or not. Why? See, the Simcha, Rav Soloveitchik said, we understand a little bit. Not sure if he said Simcha or not. Because on Rosh Chodesh there is, the Ramban says there is a Chiv Simcha in Mikdash, but there's no Chiv Simcha Bigvulin. So we're Bigvulin, we're not in Mikdash. So that's a shayla. Should we mention that the Rebbe Shalom gave us Rosh Chodoshim the Simcha or not? There is a restricted mitzvah of Simcha. What's the issue whether Chosim or not? Chosim is not because of the Simcha B'Mikdash, Chosim is because it's not Ma'akev. If you leave out the whole Yalav Yovah from the Birchas HaMazon, and the Gemara says, I'm in Beis Yotze, because there is no chiyuv to eat pas on Rosh Chodesh. Tosis quotes, there is a din, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Megillas Tainis, you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tovim, the Rabbanon. Kavachaymer Rosh Chodesh, Tosis quotes, Beferish Gemara. Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. It could be even a din deraisa that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. But you're not chiyuv to have pas. On Yontav, you mechuyev tapas. On Chalamoyd and Rosh Chodesh, you're not mechuyev tapas. So if you would have eaten basar, you would have had peiris, would have said barnafashas, you wouldn't have some gefilte fish. You're not fasting on Rosh Chodesh. So even if you had bread, and you mechuyev to recite Birch Samad, you can't say that if he doesn't say Yal V'Yav, he's not Yotzei. Even if you bench on Shabbos and Yontav, that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood. Even if you bench on Shabbos and Yontav, if you got Vitzay and Yalav Yav, you have to bench over. It doesn't mean that you're not Yotze the benching. The benching you were Yotze even without the Vitzay and Yalav Yav. You're not Yotze the Suda Shabbos. You're not Yotze the Suda's Yontav. But on Rosh Chodesh, there is no Chiyav Suda. You're not allowed to fast, but you don't have to have a Suda with Pas. So if you would have had gefilte fish or chicken, you would have said Varna Foshes, even though you had Pas. You have to say Birchas HaMazon. If you forgot Yal V'Yavah, you don't have to repeat it. Yeah, one of his rais was from the Chubas Rashi that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We must have mentioned this already. I saw on the bottom of the Rosh, he quotes it from other Rishonim. Rashi has a Chuba. Three people benched Mezuman on Shabbos together, and all three forgot to say Ritzei. So all three have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. So when they repeat the Birchas HaMazon, do they bench Mezuman again? Because they weren't Yotzei the benching the first time. They got to bench the second time. So he quotes on the bottom of the Rosh, he quotes this Tshuvas HaRishonim, that they were Yotzei the benching the first time, and Ein Zimun L'Mafreya. After he read it, we Yotzei the benching, there's no such thing. We had Ein Zimun L'Mafreya, the Gemara before, there were three Amoraim who ate together. They didn't think any one of them was a holier tzaddik than the other, or more learned than the other, so they didn't bench Mezuman. They thought the gain, what you gain by benching Mezuman is that the other person is a bigger tzaddik, a bigger Talmud Chacham than me, so it's better to, I should be Yotzei with his benching. So then you bench Mezuman. But if all three are on the same level of Yerushalayim, same level of learning, so you don't gain anything by having, by being Yotzei with his benching. Then they asked, each one benched on their own. Then they asked the Rebbe said, you did wrong. So then they said, so maybe we should bench over again now, bench Mezuman. Says, no, Ein Zimun L'Mafreya. Once you've Yotze benching him, any, so it doesn't make sense to bench all over again just to gain a Zimun. But over here, what did the Tshuvas Rashi say? Ein Zimun L'Mafreya. Here, all three, they bench Mezuman, all three bench, and all three forgot to say on Shabbos. So then they do have to bench over again. So why is it Zimun L'Mafreya? They weren't yotze the benching yet. The answer is they were yotze the benching. They weren't yotze the Suda Shabbos. So that's why the Gemara says that on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, with no chiyuv to have Suda, you don't have to have pas. There's an issa tainus, with no chiyuv to have pas. So if you're benching, you have left out Yalav Yavai, so you're yotze the benching. But were you not yotze the Suda? But there is no chiyuv Suda. There's no chiyuv Suda on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. That's the shaila, why not? How come there's no chiyuv Suda on Chol HaMoed? How come there is a chiyuv Suda on Yontif, and there's no chiyuv Suda on Chol HaMoed? So Tosfos says the mechayev of the Suda on Yontev is the Simcha. So that's very difficult. There's a chiyuv Simcha on Chol HaMoed, exactly the same as the chiyuv Simcha on Yontev. The difference between Rabbi Kivege has in the first tshuva, has in Hashmotas to the first tshuva, in the first collection, Tshuvas Kama. There are five different volumes of tshuvas Rabbi Kivege. So in the first volume, in the first tshuva, has the most insignificant tshuva that. Somebody benched on Shabbos and they forgot the Ritzei, so you have to bench over. So then in the Gemara, so the woman says, "But I remember my father was very learned, my father's very religious, and he said you don't have to bench over." Rabbi Kivege said, "You remembered wrong. Yours truly, Rabbi Kivege. You made a mistake. If you forgot Ritzei, you have to bench over." It's a Gemara. And then in the Hashmotas he writes, maybe there was something to it. Maybe the Maaseh Shoya was that a woman forgot on Yontif. A woman forgot. And it's a machlokes in the Gemara. We have women are potter from Mitzvah Shazman Grama. But there are a whole bunch of exceptions to the rule. So Hakel is one exception to the rule. It says Hakel is on Nashma and Nashma Atav. Women are mechuyev. And Matzah is another exception to the rule. And Kiddush and Davchof and the base. Kiddush is an exception to the rule. And then Simchas Yontev is machlokes Tanoim and Amaroim. In the end of the first parak in Kiddushin and the first parak in Chagiga, where the women are chayiv in Simchas Yontev. Why? It says Almana. So that opinion, one opinion holds that women are mechuyev in Simchas Yont. The other one says no. Isha Baila Mesamcha. The man has a chayev simcha. So the way for the man to fulfill his chayev simcha is to make available to his wife and to his daughters and to the almanas, you should make available the bisar kochin. If they went to mikveh, if they can eat the bisar kochin. Because the Rambam writes, if he's just to eat and drink and you make merry on Yontev, that's a Simchas Hakeres. You make your belly happy. The real way to do Simchas Yontev is to be Mesamech, the Lolem, the less fortunate, to give tzedakah to the others and to give to the people that don't have flesh. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raibit, how to paskin in Hilchos Chagiga, where the women are chayv in Simchas Yontev. So Rabbi Vega says, maybe the Maaseh Shoy was that on Yontev, and a woman forgot Yalav Yavai. And maybe if all the women are not chayv in Simchas Yontif, so they're not mechuyev to have a suda. Maybe the mechayev of the suda is simcha. That's what Tosfos says here. The top of Amen Beis. The mechayev of the suda is Simchas Yontif. And if women are not chayv in Simcha, so then women are not mechuyev to bench over again. Because they're not allowed to fast on Yontif, but they're not mechuyev to have a suda. So this is a pella. If the mechayev of suda is Yontif is Simcha, the way Tosfos and Rabbi Kivege say, then it should be the same thing on Chol HaMoed. It's not the same. On Chol HaMoed, you forget Yalav Yavai, you're off the bench over. There's an issa tainus on Chol HaMoed, but there's no chiyuv to have a suda. What's different between Yontav and Chol HaMoed is kibud v'yoneg. There's no din of oneg on Chol HaMoed. The pasuk, the original pasuk in Yeshaya says v'karasa l'shabbos oneg l'kadosh Hashem mechubad. So it says kibud v'yoneg on Shabbos. So the Gemara in Pesachim seems to say the kibud v'yoneg is only on Shabbos, doesn't even carry over to Yontav. That's the Gemara. But for some reason or another, the Gemara was forgotten, and the Rambam writes against the Gemara. Beis Halevi points out the Rambam is against the Gemara, but the Rambam became more famous. Everybody knows the Rambam, that there were four mitzvahs on Shabbos, Zochah, Vishomer, Kibud, V'yoneg, and all the four mitzvahs carry over to Yontav. So the Rambam thinks that Kiddush on Yontav is deraisa. Kiddush is based on Zochah, Lahazakir. The Magen Mishnah says there are those who disagree with the Rambam, they hold Kiddush on Yontav, there's only the Rabbanim. We spoke yesterday about the Shagasari claims that Rashi holds like that. Rashi in the end of the third parak, the last Rashi in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, that Kiddush on Yontav is the Rabbanim. So that Rambam, that's not against enough in the Gemara. The Rambam says that the Kiddush on Yontav is deraisa. You carry over, Zochah v'shomer carries over to Yontav. Other Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam says, Kibbeh v'yoni carries over. That's against the Gemara. But that's somehow the Rambam won. We don't know why. But on Chol HaMoed, there's no din of Kibbeh v'yoni. So the pashtus is that the mechayef to have a suda on yontif, which doesn't exist on Chol HaMoed, is not so much because of the simcha. The simcha is the same Chol HaMoed as on yontif. The mechayef of the suda, which only exists on yontif, not on Chol HaMoed, is the oinig. There is no chiyuv kibud b'yonig on Chol HaMoed. Then Tosfos quotes him, Super Koyeri, what if a person forgot to say Ritzei by Suda Shlishis? Well, he has to bench over again. Why? Because maybe Mini Tagima is sufficient. You need Pas for the first Suda Leil Shabbos and for the Suda Shabbos in the daytime, but for Suda Shlishis, maybe you don't need Pas. How do you explain that? why is Mini Tagima only good for the Suda Shlishis? That we said over from Rab Soloveitchik. The reason why we have three sudas, Tosfos says, they say Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. He learned that from the Mon. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, "Lechlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem Hayom Lo Simtzuhu Basodeh." So the word Hayom appears three times in the pasuk. So the Gemara says we should eat three sudas on Shabbos Zecha Lamon. So mitam the mitzvah of Zecha Lamon probably midirabbanon al pi pasha Zecha Lamon probably only midirabbanon. So mitam the Zecha Lamon, it would have been all three would have been good with Minei Tagima. You wouldn't have needed bread for either. The reason why you need pas for Leil Shabbos and Shabbos in the morning is because in addition to the Zecha Lamon takana, there's another din of kibud v'yoinig. So oinig is mechayim. So why you have to have one suda balala, one suda bayom? That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The Gemara says that kvod yom odif mikvod laila. If you have a special delicacy that the family enjoys very much, and the wife can either serve it Friday night or Shabbos in the morning, so which of the two meals should she serve this, the chopped liver or the gefilte fish or whatever, the thing that they really enjoy most? So the Gemara says, kvod yom odif mikvod laila. The meal that you give in the daytime is more important than the meal at night, so you should save the special delicacy for the daytime. The Magen Avraham, and Hilchos Shabbos, when the Mechaber writes that in, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar that contradicts the Gemara. And the Zohar says that quote Laila Adif Mikvod Yom. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Atzad Hashav Shebehem, you see from the Zohar and from the Gemara, they disagree men akotza lakotza, but they agree on the basic premise that there's a separate din of quote Yom and a separate din of quote Laila. One should have said Kibbutz Yonig, the 24 hours of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Kibbutz Yonig. So you see, it's not 24 hours of Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of oneg, and Yom HaShabbos, there's a mitzvah of oneg. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests. Maybe the Mechayev, Tosfos says the Mechayev of the Suda with Pas is the Simcha. So that's difficult because of Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Kiveger asked that kasha in the Hashmatas to the first Tshuva. He doesn't really give a good answer. So the Pashtus is not like Tosfos. Not that the Mechayev is Simcha, the Mechayev is the oneg. And there's a separate din or the Yom and a separate din or Niglailo. So mitam oneg, you have to have one suda with pas by Yom, one suda with pas by Laila. And the third suda on Shabbos is only Zecha Lamon. So as far as Zecha Lamon, you could have had all three, could have been Minei Tagim. That's the shaila. Let's say a person ate on Leil Shabbos and he forgot to say Ritzei. So he's not Yotze the suda, has to repeat. Then he eats a meal on Shabbos morning, he forgot to say Ritzei again. So we usually assume he has to bench over again. So they quote in the name Rab Chaim, who says that the Suda that you yotze with the Minei Tagim has to be the last Suda. Let the meal in the morning be the Suda Shlishis. And that person says maybe it's not Me'akev if you got Ritzei. And make sure that you remember to say Ritzei by Shalosh Shudas. There'll be yotze the Suda by Yom. You have to have Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. So who says the Kvod Yom, the Oinig Yom, has to be the first meal that you have in the daytime? It could be the second meal. That was a discussion that some of the boys, that was before Pesach, some of the boys traveled to Silver Spring or something on a Friday. Then that was the highway was so clogged up, so they didn't get there before Shabbos. So the bus kept on there. The bus had Goyim on the bus also. Apparently it was a suffix sakana to get off before Shabbos. So they went many miles, chutz l'tchum. Friday night they didn't say Kiddush. Friday night they didn't eat anything. And then the dinners in Shulchan Aruch, if a person didn't eat on Friday night, should have all the three meals by Yom. So then one of them forgot to say Ritzei in the second meal by Yom. So he didn't have, quote, Lailo. He didn't have Oineg Lailo. He was just yotze the din of having shalosh sudas. Mitam shalosh sudas, the way we're explaining, should be good. All three should be good with minit tagim, except that one out of the three should be passed because of the din of oinig bayom. But if he got ritzei in the second of the three meals that he had bayom, he said kiddush by the first meal. He said ritzei. Then if he got ritzei by the second meal. So the way we made the cheshbon, it should come out that he wouldn't have to repeat the benching. Because he's not yotze oinig balayla, and he had oinig bayom. He had the first meal was the oinig bayom. There's no din. The first two meals, the ritzei is ma'akev. Two different dinim here. There's a din of Zechel Amon, Hayom. You have to have three meals on Shabbat. Then there's a din. You have to have Kvod Yom and Kvod Lailo. That's what we assume. It's not really Kvod Yom. It's Onig. What is Kibbutz one is Onig? It's unclear. So Rav Soloveitchik would always say over from the Vilna Gaon, in the last page in Chelek Hei, in the Mishnah Brura, so I think the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Bir Agrua. What is Kibbutz one is Onig? So Kibbutz is all achanas that one does in advance of Shabbat, what you prepare. You vacuum the rug, you set the table, you take a shower, you set up the chalat, all the hachanas that you do in advance, and you dress up, and you madlik the neiris. What is oneg? Oneg is the pleasure that you have on Shabbos from the fact that you eat all the delicious food and the fact that you're wearing the beautiful clothing, the Shabbos clothing and so on. That's the bir agrah. The Aruch HaShulchan has a different definition. He says that this oneg is the physical pleasure, and kibbutz is the spiritual pleasure. It gives a different word, but I think more famous is what the Vilna Gaon wrote. I think could be the Mishnah Berurah quote. So that's the Gemara that on Shchodesh there is no chiyuv suda. There's an isa tainas. Tosfos said there's an isa tainas, but there's no chiyuv suda, not mechuyev to have pas. That's what I remember when Rav Soloveitchik used to give the shiur for the Balabatim. So he was saying over this Gemara. So one of the Balabatim said, "By Rebbe, by the Hasidim, there's a minig that they have a suda for Shchodesh." The makvet tavasudas was chaydish. It's in Shulchan Aruch also. So Rav Soloveitchik used to stutter a lot when he got nervous. He used to stutter. So he said, that's exactly the din. Whenever there's a mitzvah, the chassidim do and the misnagdim don't do. So it's not me'akev b'diavad. That's the din. He meant it's a midas chassidus. Me'ikar din. There's no chiyuv to have pas on Rosh Chodesh. That's what Tosfos says. No chiyuv to have pas.
Someone plans on having two meals with pas on Shabbos day. One, let's say, for lunch, and one at Shalosh Shudas, and he misses Ritzei in the first meal. So since he's going to eat a second meal anyways with Pas, is it better to not repeat benching?
I think that's what they say in the Ebra Pchaim. Why did they say in Shulchan Aruch that the Ri Balatesis was Mesupik? Sudash Lisha Shashabahim Mesupik Ri, maybe Yetzel with many takim. So who says it has to be the third meal? The second meal can be the Sudash Lisha Zechel Amon. The third meal will be the Oneg Yom. Who says that it has to be? That's what they say, B'Shem Rabchan. I don't know. But the Yekis, they have a practice that they have when they come home from Shul, so they have Frishtag. So they make Kiddush and they have Milchik meal. And then they daven Mincha early or whatever, and then they have the Fleshig meal in the afternoon. So they, so here by the Yekis in the neighborhood, they always used to do like that. They used to have a Milchik Kiddush, and then there used to be a Rabbi Gedalia Felder in Toronto. So his son, Aaron Felder, passed away at a young age. His son used to be by Rabbi Moshe all day and all night for years. Luthen Felder. There were two Talmidim of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. They were there all day and all night, watching everything that Rabbi Moshe did. The Gitnan, the Din Torah, and the Psokim, and the Hiroas, and everything. So Felder always used to complain that Rabbi Moshe said that it's not right, that you have milchiks by the morning meal. Frishtag is breakfast. You have milchiks for the morning meal on Shabbos. Then you have the fleshiks for Sudash Lishis. He said the Rav Moshe held Alpidin is not proper. More correct is the first meal that you have on Shabbos morning should be the more elaborate meal. I don't know exactly what the kepeda was. I don't know. Maybe it says in Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember. That's what he said. Rav Moshe was not happy about that practice. Yeah, so what was the suffix? Whether you say simcha or not, Rav Soloveitchik said the suffix is, because in Migdash there is a chiyuv simcha, the gvulin does not. That's the Raman and Sefer HaMitzvahs. But ichosim bo, lo ichosim bo, there's a rechasima, that's because it's not me'akev b'dieved. There's no chiyuv suda mishchoyde. Maybe the only time they made a chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael B'Rosh Yechadoshim, maybe they've been only making a chasima because it's me'akev, you're not yotze the suda. Unless you say Yalav Yalav, but since Rosh Chodesh it's not Miyakev, So that's the shaila. Where the chaysin bo ain't a chaysin bo. How do you paskin? There's a suffix by the said bracha. So how do you paskin in the end of the first perek? There was a suffix in the Gemara. He thought it was a cup of wine and said bracha to Hashem alkein melecha oilam adaita. He was going to end off and say bar pi agafen. And then it turns out that the shikra is beer. And if he would have said bar pi agafen, where's this Gemara? If he would have said bar pi agafen, he would not be yoytze on beer. And then in the middle of the bracha, he realizes that it's a beer. So he ends off shahakal nimadwar. So that was an ibay de leb shita in the Gemara. So how do you paskin the halacha? So the Tosafot quotes the rif paskin safik brachas lach. That's yud beis amin aleph. We learned it a while ago. So the rif says safik brachas lach. That's he got it from Chacham Avadya. Safik brachas lach. Every other tshuva has safik brachas lach. And the Rebbe Alei Tosafot doesn't hold from Safik Brachas Lachem. He holds not so. So the Rosh on our Gemara quotes the same Machlokes over here. What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? If you got to say Yalav Yavai, and you remember before you start at Teva Meitiv, so you say the Brach Brach Shanas and Rosh Chodesh and Lam Yisrael Lezikorah, and so do you chaysim or do you not chaysim? So the we paskin like the Rebbe, Safik Brachas Lachem, you're not chaysim. And the Rebbe holds Safik Brachas Lachmer. The Rebbe holds not so. So we don't paskin like the Rebbe. We paskin like the Rif. So then the Nasek on the bottom of the Rosh, he has the Shaila. What if it's Rosh Chodesh Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, he forgot Vitzei An Yal V'Yovei? Or it's Yontef Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, he forgot Vitzei An Yal V'Yovei. So he's going to say together, Baruch Shanasan Shabbos Es L'Menucha, and Yamim Tevim, and so on, and Rosh Chodoshim. So he's going to be Chaisim anyway. He's going to be Chaisim because it's Shabbos. So once he's chaysim because of Shabbos, so should he add on Rosh Chodesh or not? You say Sofik brachas lachem. Whenever there's a Sofik and a bracha, you leave it out. Or you say, no, you don't say a bracha if you're mesupik. But if ben kovako, you're going to say the bracha. You have a Sofik whether you should include something in the bracha or not. So that you don't say Sofik brachas lachem. So that's a machlekes Rav Moshe in the Birke Yosef. If a person ate cake and cookies so much that he's saying alamichya. And had a little bit of wine, it's a suffix whether he has to say ala geffen. So if you have a suffix whether you say ala geffen, so you say suffix brachas loke, you don't say ala geffen. But he's saying ala michi anyway, so should he add on ala geffen, bar pi geffen or not? So Moshe says the way it says in the Rishonim, that you do say. In the Shari Tshuva, next to the Beheta, quotes the Birke Yosef. I thought it was a Pella. I thought that Moshe was right. He's saying the bracha anyway. Just a question, you're not saying a bracha for nothing. Saying the bracha ere shenasan shabbosas li Yisrael. So add on the line about Rosh Chodesh. When it's Rosh Chodesh, Chol Yis Bechol, it's a Sofik Chasim Eloi Chasim. So we paskin like the Riv, Sofik Brachas Lachi, you're not Chasim. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, Chol Yis Bechabes, and if you got to say Ani Alavi Yavai, and he has to say Baruch HaShanasan Shabbosas, and then he is going to be Chasim, so add on Rosh Chodesh and the Chasim. I thought Rabbi Moshe was right, that's what it says. Then it says in Beitz also like that. And Beitz also like that. The Gemara has a machlokes Amarayim, where they say Havdalah in between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Shein Yishal Golias. We don't paskin. You don't say Havdalah. But the Gemara in the days of the Amarayim, there's a machlokes. Is it kedusha achas or is it shtei kedushas? So we paskin shtei kedushas. Shtei kedushas should follow that you do say Havdalah, and we don't. We split. We say it's Kedusha, Shtei Kedusha, not Kedusha. Only Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achnas. And even on Shtei Kedusha, we don't say Havdalah. So that's the question, why not? So the Rosh Hashanah discuss it. So then Rav Asi, Sepukim, Mesapkalei, one of the Amarayim was Mesupik, where the 2 days Yontav Sheni Shal Goli says Kedusha Achnas, Shtei Kedusha. So the Gemara says, so he said Havdalah Misafik. He said Havdalah Misafik. In the Shmona Esrei. He said, Abdullah Misafik in the Shmona Esrei. So the Rishonim discuss, what about Safik Brachas Lahakel? So they say, he's not saying a separate bracha. He's saying the Shmona Esrei only has 7 brachas, the middle bracha. He's adding on Abdullah between the first day Yontav and the second day Yontav. The only time you say Safik Brachas Lahakel is if you're going to say a new bracha. So that's Safik Brachas Lahakel. But here you're saying only one bracha for the middle. And you're inserting a paragraph in the middle. So that's not covered with the rule of Savik Brachas Lachem. That's the same as over here.
I thought it's not the Berke Yosef, it's the Rosh, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch Mefurish, and the Mishav Rosh Chodesh. In Rishchet, Yitzhan, at the end, they say, if you have something wine, and you want to have a cookie with it, It doesn't work. You can't just have a, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you have to poter with bread and with other wine. It doesn't work just to have omelet and put something else in. Not because it's not a grub, it's because not right to Mishnah or something unless you're sure that you have to say it.
Uh-huh.
Whoever says the Taz thinks the Shulchan Aruch is wrong, you could have whatever you want, not something proper. But the Mishnah says it's not right to go against Shulchan Aruch if you have a way to avoid it.
Okay.
It's
more than the Birkei Yosef. Okay. I don't remember. Good. So it's a earlier machlokes, way before the Birkei Yosef. Okay. We shall stop here on a happy note on the topic of Simcha. Okay. Everyone's invited to the Suda across the street. Where's the Suda?
Gym.
The gym.
Cafeteria.
Move to the cafeteria. Okay.
Would we say, let's say someone always has a big kiddush on Shabbos morning, say then he has a meal, says, let's say, in Al Mecca, and then he has a third meal, and he has what would be his, because now it's, is he Yotzo the second meal, now he forgets to say at his regular Shabbos meal now, but he already had kiddush.
Yeah, it's
in the firm. He washed it, right?
No, he didn't wash, he didn't wash, but he had Al Mecca.
No, he washed it.
Because it doesn't have a kiddush in a second, so Bill doesn't get it if you have Al Mecca.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.